everybody. This is Alan Ellis and...
Good morning. It's Robin.
Hey, Robin. How you doing this morning, girl? You're awake.
I'm awake.
Yep, I'm conscious as well, and here we are broadcasting from the remote studio here in Easton, Maryland, in the back room of our house, and enjoying the fireplace and cool weather out there today. Very cold.
Very.
The Utes are going to have a cold sit this morning.
I think it's still going to be a cold sit when you go.
It probably is. It probably is. Well, I'll tell you what, the rut has kicked up a couple of notches this week, and it is Youth Day for deer season for 2019, and we have a special guest with us on the line. We want to say good morning to Mule. Good morning, Mule.
Hey, Alan, this is Sarge. Mule's out rounding some people up. Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing great. What's going on?
Nothing. We got all these youth here. We got 28 of them hunt today, just shy of 30.
28 kids out there.
And, that's awesome.
And you've got mentors for at least one or two a piece, right? You've got enough mentors to cover that whole crowd, right?
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. We've got plenty of mentors in here.
That's great, man. That is great.
Yeah, and I'm a little bit sad because this is my last youth day, Alice.
It is?
Yeah, I'm not going to be able to hunt anymore after this year. I'll be of age.
Gotcha, man. Well, you know, you're going to have fun today anyway. So, you are 16 now this year, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. But who's sitting with you?
I'm sitting with Brendan Yagish, and I believe this is his, last youth day. And I know one thing, he's disappeared because he gets a little radio shot. Go round him up, Charlie.
Oh, right. Brendan, he's all right. I like Brendan. He's a good kid. I like him.
Yeah.
So you're calling from Montgomery County, got 28 kids, and, of course, everybody's been fed, right?
Yeah. We just got all kind of donuts and stuff in here and coffee and all that stuff.
So everybody's going to be jacked up on sugar when they go out there to sit in a deer stand.
They sure are.
Hey, yeah. Look, well, that's good.
I'm going to put Brendan on here, and we can pass around to a couple of them if you want to.
I'd love to. Let's do that.
All right. Thank you, Alan. Have a good day. We appreciate everything.
All right, buddy. Hey, Brendan.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. You are a very experienced deer hunter. I know that. I've had your picture in the magazine a few times. And of course, your dad has brought you up well. I know that. And how many folks is your dad sitting with today?
I think he's taking my sister's dog.
Your sister? How old is she?
She's 10.
10. And what's her name? Sister's name, Brendan?
Katie.
Gotcha. Has she gotten a deer yet?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep, I figured. I haven't been in touch with the folks out there as often this time as when I lived out that way, but... anyway, do you want to give some, good luck today, buddy. Good luck. You want to put somebody else on?
Yeah, here you go.
Good morning. Who are we talking to?
It's Lasher.
Good morning.
Hello?
Yes. Who are we talking to? What's your name?
This is Charlie Fort.
Oh, Charlie Fort. Another deer slayer, bear slayer, turkey slayer. How you been, buddy?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. How's your season going so far?
Good.
Yeah, good. Glad to hear that. Well, all right. This isn't your last year. You're not quite 16 yet, are you?
Nope. I got one more year.
One more year. Man, you guys grow up so fast. All right. Anybody else want to be on the line today?
I'll give them a shout if anybody wants to.
All right.
Hello.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. What's your name?
Kaylee Murray.
Oh, Kaylee. Have you gotten a deer yet, Kaylee?
Yeah.
You have? Okay. How old are you today?
15.
Boy, you got a bunch of senior, junior hunters out there today. 15, 16, last season, all that. So, you got anybody younger in the crowd that wants to talk on the phone, Kaylee?
Just a year younger.
Hello, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you? Who do we got online? What's your name?
Anthony Panetti.
Hey, Anthony. Good to see you, man.
Yep.
Good to see you. I know you're – look, I know all y'all kids out there are experienced deer hunters. Is this your last year, Anthony, or not?
No, I have two more years.
Got it. Have you gotten one this year yet?
Yeah, I shot a nice buck in a doe.
You got a nice buck. Good. All right. Yeah. Well, look, I expect to see pictures from today's hunt from everybody. You know that, right?
Yeah, I'll try.
Yeah. All right. Is your dad there?
My dad is outside somewhere. Oh, here he is. All right, here he is.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello?
Hey, John, it's Alan. How you doing, man?
Hey, Alan, how are you?
I'm doing well. It sounds like you got a whole beehive of activity there today.
We got about 30-plus kids, I believe.
That's a lot of kids, man. That's a lot of kids. And yep. And enough mentors to cover them and enough stands to cover them as well, which is fantastic. So you got 30.
There's probably we're pushing 50 adults probably here volunteering.
No kidding. That is fantastic, man. That's fantastic. Well, good. It's good. Well, I applaud you guys for what you do for the youth hunters out there, because I know the kids that I've talked to that are 14, 15, 16 years old have all taken deer under the tutelage of you guys at the secret lair there in Montgomery County, and it's fantastic what you do for those kids. I mean, you go out, you establish the stands, you bait them up, you get them nice and warm for the guys to go out there and sit and hunt, and then your goal is to get every kid a buck on youth day. I think that's tremendous. I think that's tremendous. So
yeah, it's a lot of work and a lot of guys put in a lot of hours, but it's definitely one of the best weekends of the year.
And not only do you mentor the kids, but you bring up your own kids in the tradition and the heritage of hunting, and it's just fantastic what you guys do, and I really appreciate you calling in the radio show. So
we appreciate all your help and support too, Alan. Here's I'm gonna give you back to Mule because I'm hitting the road.
All right, buddy. Thanks, John.
Right,
see you.
Thank you. Thanks for all your help.
All right, man. Hey, Mule.
Hey, Alan. Hey, we're getting ready to jump.
I know.
Everybody's pulling out of the lot.
I hear you. All right. Well, good luck to everybody. I expect to see pictures.
Oh, you'll be getting them. That's
all right, guys.
Thanks for all you all do.
All right, man. Take care. See you all later.
Okay, thanks.
Have a great day. And that's how they do it in Montgomery County.
I think it's awesome.
Yep. You back with us, Chris?
Yes, I'm here.
Good. Anybody else on the line?
No, sir.
Well, let's get somebody out there. We're giving a muzzleloader away at the end of this month or the first Saturday of December. And actually, it will be the first Saturday of December because we are pre-recording the show for deer season this coming Wednesday with Brian Eiler, our deer project leader here in Maryland. We're going to talk about deer hunting on the first day of deer hunting season, and I will be in the stand somewhere pretty much all weekend.
I'll be sleeping.
You'll be sleeping. You can have a day to sleep in. How about that? That's
mm-hmm.
good. I'll try not to wake you when I leave.
There's not much sleeping around here. The baby doesn't stay here, but I go stay with the mom a lot.
It's pretty
busy around here.
Yeah, you've been crazy busy this week, and so have I, but that's good. So the way to get in the muzzleloader contest is very simple. You just simply call the show at 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680, and Chris will get your number. And your phone number when you call, and that puts you in kind of, but then you've got to go on the air and say hi to me. And I don't care. You can say, hi, Alan, just glad to get in the contest. You can ask a question. You can make a comment, whatever you want to do. But that's how you get on the air, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. We have a new sponsor here for a couple of weeks, Daughter's Cafe of Hampstead. You Carroll County folks that live in Westminster, Hampstead, Manchester, that area up there. The Daughter's Cafe of Hampstead is located at 1005 South Main Street in Hampstead. They're going to be open at 5 a.m. on Saturday and Sunday, November 30th and December 1st. That's the opening weekend of deer season, serving a tasty and hearty breakfast for hunters with all the fixings. The breakfast menu for Daughter's Cafe of Hampstead offers real comfort food, and my buddy Chuck, who we'll probably hear from soon, eats there very often. Michelle, the owner of Daughter's Cafe in Hampstead, is excited to meet our listeners anytime, especially during deer season. And did I mention that Daughter's Cafe of Hampstead will also be open at 5 a.m. the second Saturday and Sunday of the deer season? That's December 7th and 8th. They sure will. So stop by Daughter's Cafe of Hampstead anytime, 1005 South Main Street, at 5 a.m. on opening day of deer season for coffee and breakfast. Enjoy. And while we're on the food subject, let's tell the folks about Bay Country Bakery down here. What do you think about that?
I think that's perfect.
All right. Robin, you want to do it?
Nick.
All right.
We had this talk.
Yes, we did.
I said he always hits me. He's got to give me practice time.
Okay. Let's practice back and forth. So when I'm on Route 50 heading to or from the deer stand or duck blind, my mouth and belly can't wait to stop at Bay Country Bakery for a donut or sandwich and a fresh cup of coffee. What are you doing when you go by Bay Country Bakery on Route 50 in Cambridge?
I'm usually heading to the craft stores in Salisbury, waiting for you to get back from the deer stand.
I see. All right. Well, you know what? They do offer the most delicious fresh baked donuts and pastries and cookies and breads on the Eastern Shore and beyond. Enough for everyone in camp. And you know what? They serve a great breakfast from 6 to 11 a.m. Monday through Friday and all day Saturday. And even after your morning hunt, you know, if you want to take a little break from 11 till 2, you can get a nice, tasty lunch and get back in the stand. So to find Bay Country Bakery, do what I do. Just look for that big donut on the side of the bakery. And there's a big chocolate donut. If you miss the big 10-foot pink donut with sprinkles on it,
there's a 10-foot.
There's a big chocolate donut on the roadside. So, you know, as long as you're looking a little bit to the right after you go through Cambridge.
And if you're like me, you try out the special of the week, month, whatever it is, because you never know what they're going to have.
That's right. Dave and Gina Levy. They're your hosts. They're trained chefs. They strive to bring you the best. Bay Country Bakery, located 2951 Coastal Highway, just through Cambridge on Route 50 East. Here's what you think about when you're driving through Cambridge. Big donut. Visit their website, like their Facebook page, Bay Country Bakery. Be sure to stop by, say hello. Maybe you'll see Robin and me there. And maybe we ought to talk about something other than eating, like how about firearms? You good with that?
You go right ahead. I'm good with it.
You want to talk about guns?
Nah, I'd probably sound pretty unintelligent.
Okay. Well, deer season's coming up. I want to give you some ideas for some rifles. There, I do. The AB3 Stalker is a long-range rifle. It was a 2019 SHOT Show special, sport hunting in the outdoor show that all the manufacturers go to. It's got a heavier supporter weight barrel that's 26 inches long. It's got a threaded muzzle with a provided brake and a thread protector. Suppressor ready, which is not included. The barrel's threaded 5/8 by 24 for suppressor supplied muzzle brake. Thread protector is also supplied. It comes in a 6.5 Creedmoor 308 7mm Remington mag, 300 Win mag. Like I said, long range rifle. It's an AB3 and it is reasonably priced for a high powered rifle. Then there's the X-Bolt. This is Browning's best, the Browning X-Bolt. Extremely accurate, bolt action, big game hunting perfection. All standard, all magnum, all short magnum calibers, an adjustable feather trigger, detachable rotary magazine. I'll tell you more about some rifles in the next break, but Clyde Sport Shop is your full-line Browning dealer. They offer firearms and licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting just in time for the season at Clyde Sport Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. They're open 7 days a week, been around since 1957, and Clyde's will take care of you. Clyde Sports, two S's in the middle, is the website, and you will be glad that you went there. We'll be right back after these messages.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best seafood in Harford County and northern Baltimore County. Madonna Seafood Restaurant offers an outstanding menu for lunch or dinner and all-you-can-eat crabs. It's a great place for a family event or business meeting. Madonna Seafood Carryout has steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, great pizza, subs, and a whole lot more. Call in to the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road after a few miles, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. 410-557-CRAB, MadonnaSeafood.com, and Madonna Seafood is open every day at 11. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners rated number one, carry nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex premium bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck, step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner, truck gear, and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford, 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Radio 680 WCPM. Bailing coolers, loading up a weather beam mag. Marty Robbins turned up. Hey boys, I'm getting nervous. My knees are getting weak. I can almost see them coming out of them trees. Big bulls, big bucks, mountain roads and pickup trucks, hunting all day just to catch a glimpse of big bulls, big bucks. Yeah.
Big bulls and big bucks. It's youth hunting day for deer today, and I just want to remind the other hunters out there, if you are a bow hunter today, you must wear your orange, either a cap or a vest or both, including 250 square inches of fluorescent orange. Just so you know that those who hunt with archery equipment during the junior deer hunting days, deer firearms, and deer muzzleloader seasons are required to wear fluorescent color clothing. So there you go. You got to make sure you're doing that. Want to stay safe out there because, you know, you've got a lot of people in the woods, you've got a lot of youth hunters in the woods, and you don't want anybody to make a mistake. We want you to be seen and safe. So just want to toss that out there. And youth hunters, welcome to call in. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. And David is on the line. Good morning, David. How are you?
Good morning. Sorry to report I'm not a youth.
There's a lot of that going around this morning.
Yeah, there's a lot of that in this room. So, what's up, man?
Well, I wanted to get in the muzzleloader contest.
You're there?
I'm jealous of the commute you two have to work.
Yeah, I know, and all the way from our house to our back room, I get it.
Yeah. And the other thing, is it legal to hunt in Maryland with an atlatl?
A what?
An atlatl was a, it preceded the bow. Stone Age people would hunt with spears, and they made a device that would launch a small spear.
Oh, I know what you're, yeah, no.
Yeah.
No, and it is not.
My daughter gave one to her brother, my son, one year, and we were fooling around with throwing it. I think it would be very hard to master.
Yeah.
But I was just curious.
No, that's why. The danger of wounding is, unprecedented with something like that.
Okay, and I would agree with you there. I never heard of anybody hunting with it, and
nope.
I would think it would
probably
be very...
never will.
I just looked it up. I never heard of it.
It's a spear launcher, basically.
Yeah, I see.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ask me how to spell it. That's
okay.
Lateral.
We won't.
I got it already. Thank you.
How do you spell it, Robin?
You spell it A-T-L-A-T-L.
Okay.
All right.
There you go.
There you go. Okay. That's all I had, sir. Man. Yeah.
You got it. You have a good day, buddy.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Donald. Good morning, Donald. Hello, Donald.
I think Donald has left us.
I think Donald is not in the contest.
That's right.
All right. Let's talk to Paul. Good morning, Paul. Hello, Paul.
Alan.
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. So is Robin the decision maker there?
CBM, how are you this morning?
Is Rob about what?
I'm the guy that keeps trying to sell. You there?
I'm here. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm the guy that keeps trying to sell you my 308 Winchester, and you're the guy that keeps trying not to buy the gun.
Okay.
I have a 308.
Not like this one. This was pre-1960.
Yes.
They made two versions, one with like a checkerboard grip and one with like a leaf pattern grip. This one comes with sling, Weaver scope, and I just bought a nice paperboard, plus about three boxes of rounds.
I'm sorry.
This is the Model 88?
Model 100.
Oh, the 100, the semi-auto.
All right, you can. I better just. I probably should just talk with Robin. But anyhow, then what about? I know you got a bunch of guns, right?
I have several. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Well, then you must need a handsome gun cabinet to put them in.
Did
you get my?
And the last two digits.
Did you get my text message or my email about the?
410-553-7170.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Yeah,
a handsome gun case, you know, it's...
Everything through the phone, so just leave the radio down, okay?
We hear Chris in the background there talking.
Yeah, my radio's off.
Okay, well, we're talking on the phone. So, I can't afford your 308. As much as I'd like to have a pre-61 Model 100 308, I can't afford it.
Well, let me ask you this, then.
You could ask Robin. She's listening.
We're approaching this from the wrong angle. What price would you buy the gun for?
Oh, I'm not going to talk about that on the air, man. So, no, send me another text.
Okay, now, but what are you not interested at all in the gun cabinet?
Let me tell you something about gun cabinets. The gun cabinets have gone out of favor because you can look in the window and find the gun case in the room and then break in the house. So, no. That's why gun cases have gone out of favor. Too many home break-ins.
Well, that's why you got guns for people looking in the window, though.
Can't argue with that.
But you're not always home.
Not always home. That's true. You're not always
Sometimes
home.
Sometimes I'm here by myself.
Yeah.
All right. Well, look, you two, or all three of you, have a wonderful day. It was certainly nice talking with you.
Nice talking to you, Donald. Send me another text on that Model 80 or Model 100. I'd love to take a look at it.
Bye-bye.
Send me a picture, too, if you have one.
Absolutely.
All right, man.
Picture's worth 1,000 words.
Absolutely. Sure. All right, you three, stay warm out there in Easton.
All right. Thank you, Donald. Appreciate that.
Y'all have a great day.
It's Paul. Donald left.
I'm sorry. It's Paul. You're right, Paul. All right, man. I'm sorry.
I gave him a list.
I got a list here, and I didn't check Donald off.
And get me on the list. All right. See you.
You are on the list.
Bye-bye.
See ya. Let's talk to Chuck. Morning,
Good
Chuck.
Day, sir.
How are you?
Chuck's still there.
I'm still here. Yes, I am.
Yes, he is.
Morning, Chuck.
I took your name in vain in a commercial this morning.
I know. I heard you call me out to call in and stuff.
I did. Yeah.
Hey, the Daughter's Cafe has a stamp of approval of Chuck Bamstead.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah. And we go up every Sunday. And after church, Diane comes home, and then we go up to get a brunch, and that usually lasts us the whole day. It's fulfilling.
You don't eat until after your nap, right?
Way after the nap, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's good. I'm glad to have your stamp of approval, and thanks for your help on getting in touch with Michelle. Seems like a nice lady.
I'm glad to help out. Like I said, local business, and Dan and I always look for a local business when we go somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
This is a local one. It's less than a mile from my house, so.
That's good. Well, that's what we're all about, is helping out the local business, so.
Yep. So.
Anyway.
That's all. That's all I got today.
All right, buddy. We'll stay in touch. We'll talk soon, I'm sure.
Talk to you later.
Okay.
Tell Diane I'll talk to her soon.
She'll wake up eventually and I'll talk.
Hey, by the way, when I got that message from Chuck yesterday about their tour coming up in 2021 and he's going to miss the rut, I sent him a list of hunting guides over in the country that they're going
to
visit.
Well, you need to be looking at that yourself, too. I have not ruled this out yet.
Thanks for calling and reminding her, Chuck. You have a wonderful day.
I hadn't forgotten. I've been looking online.
No.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. You opened a can of worms there, buddy.
And I'm going to take a bite of it.
You're going to bite a worm.
I'm going to bite the worm.
All right.
This conversation has to be continued off the air.
No, what is it? It's not tequila. What is it that has the worm in it?
Tequila.
Is it tequila?
Uh-huh.
Okay, goodbye. Hey, Chuck, thanks a lot.
Yeah, see you later.
See you,
buddy. Bye-bye. All right. We got anybody on the line, Chris?
I've got Connor and Donald was actually hanging in there, but somehow we lost his signal, but he's called back. But we've got Connor first
Connor
and
first.
Donald.
All right. We'll put Connor on there. Good morning, Connor. How are you doing?
Good. How about you?
Good. Are you hunting today?
Yeah.
Deer hunting?
Yep.
What county are you going to, buddy?
What'd you say?
What county are you hunting in?
Junior.
What county are you hunting in? Do you know where?
Baltimore.
Baltimore County. Gotcha. Gotcha. Gotcha.
That's great, Connor.
How old are you, Connor?
I'm only 12.
You're only 12. Well, that's right about when I started hunting. So, have you gotten a deer yet or anything?
No. This is actually my first time ever hunting.
Oh, cool, man. Cool.
Yeah.
I bet you're excited.
Yeah, I am.
Uh-huh. Did you get your shotgun sighted in?
Yeah.
Yeah? What kind of shotgun are you using?
20 gauge.
Do you know what brand or kind or anything?
No.
Okay. Is it a single shot or is it a pump or what is it?
Single
shot.
My bad. Pump.
Your dad's pump. Okay.
His pump.
Oh, it's a pump. Okay. Well, it's okay. Look, you know. I get it, you know. So
he's excited. Can I tell you something, Connor? Do you know Alan gets just as excited now, I think, as he did when he was 12 years old and just started hunting?
That's true.
He gets still just as excited.
If I ever lose it, I'm going to quit. So haven't lost it yet. Connor, I've hunted over 50 years. What do you think of that?
Wow, that's crazy.
That is crazy, yeah. I didn't get my first deer. I started hunting when I was, I think, 13. And I didn't get my first deer until I was 16. And I didn't get my first buck till I was in my 20s. So you have a great opportunity there. What's your dad's name, first name?
I'm actually going with Mark Clemens.
Oh, Mark. Okay. Tell old Mark I said hello. I've known Mark for a long time, too.
All right. You said hi.
Hey, Mark.
You said hey.
So... All right, well, Connor, look, good luck to you, okay?
Yep, thank you.
Have a blast, Connor.
Have a blast, Connor. Get a deer, and Mark knows what he's doing. He knows how to get the big ones.
All right.
All right, buddy. We'll talk soon.
See ya.
Hey, if you get one, send me a picture, okay?
I will.
All right, thanks a lot.
See ya.
Bye-bye. Let's talk to Donald. Boy, we almost eliminated you, Donald.
Yes. I thought you might have. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. You're back in the contest. Don't worry about it. How you been?
Oh, fine. I'm heading down to hunt with my son down in wonderful Coach Ron in Toddville.
Okay. Oh, Dorchester County.
Yep.
Gotcha. You got a sick of deer place down there, huh?
We have many sick of deer. A few white tails, but 99% sick of deer.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Yep, I'll be hunting them soon myself. Again, I love hunting sick of deer, no question about it. I love eating sick of deer. Matter of fact, sick of deer was my dinner last night, wasn't it?
Was that sick? That wasn't sick of deer.
Yeah, it was. No, it was sick of deer.
You killed a piece of...
I didn't kill it. I just put it in crock pot. I bought one of those prepared mixes for the crock pot. I'll never do it again. I'll make my own from now on. So.
Uh-oh, there you go.
Yeah, I mean, it was fine. It was tasty, but it wasn't there.
Yeah. they're very good eating. I think they're probably once you've had it, it's like it's unbelievable.
It is. You're absolutely right.
It's the only venison I'll eat.
other than moose.
Moose, that's right. Very moose is venison.
Yep. So, well, look, what's your son's name?
Connor.
Oh, huh? Two Connors in a row?
He's a Connor, but he's not. He's we've been hunting. Oh, let me see. He got into it about 11, and he's 21 almost now. And I used to hunt, and then he wanted to do it, so I took the hunter safety with him, and we went through it all, and then I got reinterested in it. So we've been doing it for the last, well, 11, they say 10 years almost.
So this is a bow hunt today.
It's a bow hunt today, yes.
Connor's a little old for the youth day.
He's a little old for the youth day. Yes.
And so are you, just saying.
I'm quite old for the youth day, yeah.
All right. Well, you know you're going to have to wear your hunter orange today. I hope you brought your orange cap along.
Yes, we got the orange cap and the vest.
There you
but
go.
Where we hunt is only a small group. We're at a point, so it's only... I don't even know how many people are going to be down. Last time I went a week ago, too, I didn't see anyone, to tell you the truth.
Well, better safe than sorry, my friend.
Yes, sir. Yes, you're definitely right about that.
Better safe than sorry. So get that orange on. I'll have to wear it today myself if I get to go out this afternoon. So. All right.
The wind doesn't blow too much, but I think it'll be a nice day.
It sounds like it. It sounds like it's going to be a nice day. So I didn't look at the weather myself.
I just did. It looks nice.
Yeah, it looks nice today.
I've been meaning to call for years. I've been listening to you today. I just said, well, I'm by myself, so I might as well try. And
well, there you are. What's wrong with that? Look, it's easy to call and have a conversation, just like talking on the phone with anybody.
Yes, it is. It is.
So.
What area are you coming from?
I live in the Denton, Easton area.
Oh, really?
Okay, so you're near us.
That's where we're broadcasting from. Yep, I got it.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been listening. Yeah, I remember when you were on the other side, then you were over here. It's a lot closer. And it's peaceful over here.
That it is.
I've converted him.
Yep. You're going to have a little northeast wind today. Not horrible, but it's going to be a little breezy.
Good.
Yeah, 10 mile an hour northeast. So.
That's not bad. That's not bad.
So. Well, listen, I appreciate it, Donald. Thank you for the call. Enjoy yourself today. No matter what happens, if you see something, you see something. If you don't, you get to see the ducks and the geese and the eagles and, you know, the Delmarva fox squirrels and whatever else is out there.
Oh, before I go, if I have a second, my son, 3 weeks ago, no, muzzle loading.
Yep.
He shot a 125-pound six-pointer. It was a huge one. He's got a picture and I got a picture, but he was a beautiful thickest tag.
Well, look, that you bring something up. I need to get that picture and the details on that. Okay.
I'll get it to you, yes.
All right. And we also have a measuring service called Bucks-Bears-Stags. And we're actually going to be putting out a record book in June for 30-some years of deer records here in Maryland, plus what we've measured in the last 3 years with Bucks, Bears, Stags. So we've got a lot of state records in there. We've got some top 10 deer. And we're going to be putting that all together in one form, so that the hunters of Maryland can have that. And you can visit the website bucks-bears-stags.com. So we'd love to measure that one up, okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. And I need to see that picture. Ellis@ellisoutdoors.com.
I'll have him. He's better at it than I am, but I can tab through it. But, yes, we'll get it to you. Thank you.
Ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, or you can start with a text. Thank you, Donald. Okay. Take care now.
Thank you. You
Good
all
luck.
Have a pleasant day.
You too.
You too.
Bye-bye. All right. There we go. Anybody online there, Chris?
I've got four other people, but I'll tell you what. Why don't we do this real quick? Let's go ahead and take care of some of the people who help pay the bills.
Well, why don't we do that? What are you waiting for? I lose track of time. You know that.
Oh, my gosh.
You know that, right? All right. Well, let's talk about Chesapeake Outdoors. Waterfowl season. They are the area's waterfowl headquarters with the largest selection of waterfowl calls, duck and goose calls, in the area, all major brands. They got plenty of steel shot up to the ceiling. They got gear and camo, decoys by Avery and fast steel shot by Kent, banded camo clothing and hips and boots, hip boots and knee boots, hip boots and waders, all that stuff. Firearms and ammunition by Remington and Chiappa and Savage, ready to go. Muzzleloaders and accessories by Thompson Center and CVA. Scent lock apparel for the deer hunters. Costa sunglasses, Yeti coolers. Thousands of hunting accessories. Now, for the bow hunters that are going out today and, you know, are hunting the rut and are going to be continuing to bow hunt throughout the year, there's 20% off all tree stands, ladders and climbers and lock-ons. Matthews bows are going to be unveiled today. 2020 bows today are going to be unveiled rather than wait till January, but we won't know what they're going to be yet. So check in with Chesapeake Outdoors about that. Raven crossbows flying off the shelves. Mission Sub 1 XR, another great crossbow. Crossbows for every budget at Chesapeake Outdoors. They're right off Route 50 East, exit 39B. That's Dominion Road on Kent Island. 1707 Main Street in Chester, Maryland, for those of you who want to GPS it. It's 410-604-2500 for Chesapeake Outdoors, the first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers. So, that took care of that. Let's talk about Daughter's Cafe in Hampstead. Now, new sponsor today for a couple of weeks here. They've got, they are located at 1005 South Main Street in Hampstead, Maryland, in Carroll County. They're going to be open at 5 a.m. on Saturday and Sunday, the first day of deer season and the second day of deer season. That's opening weekend, serving a tasty and hearty breakfast for hunters with all the fixings. The breakfast menu for Daughter's Cafe of Hampstead offers real comfort food. And my buddy Chuck, who you heard earlier, eats there often. Michelle is the owner. She's Michelle Long. She's the owner of Daughter's Cafe in Hampstead. She's excited to meet our listeners anytime, but especially during the deer season. And did I mention that Hunter's Cafe of Hampstead is also going to be open at 5 a.m. the second Saturday and Sunday of deer season, December 7th and 8th. Stop by Daughter's Cafe of Hampstead, 1005 South Main Street at 5 a.m. on opening day of deer season for coffee and breakfast. Enjoy it. We'll be right back after these messages.
Strong area of low pressure along the coast will kind of linger to our south along the Carolina coast. It will make its way offshore as we go through the end of the weekend. Our temperatures are going to be chilly. We've got lots of sunshine today, so some radiant heating, but only going up to the mid-40s. Clouds build in tonight. Overnight low falls back to around 30, some upper 20s. Stray shower for Sunday with the clouds. Afternoon high right around 45 degrees. Jeff Eno for the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best seafood in Harford County and Northern Baltimore County. Madonna Seafood Restaurant offers an outstanding menu for lunch or dinner and all-you-can-eat crabs. It's a great place for a family event or business meeting. Madonna Seafood Carryout has steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, great pizza, subs, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road after a few miles, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. 410-557-CRAB, MadonnaSeafood.com. And Madonna Seafood is open every day at 11. This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199.
410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex. New location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Wow, that was quick. Hey, we're back. We've got a lot of callers on the line, so we don't want to shortchange anybody. But just keep in mind there's people behind you all the way up to the end of the hour. Let's first talk first to Dan. Good morning, Dan. How are you?
Morning, Alan. I'm fine.
Good. What's up?
I called to get into the muzzleloader seat contest.
Okay.
I'm headed down to Anne Arundel County with my rubber boots and gas-powered hedge trimmer.
Sounds like you're going to do a little maintenance before the start of the season for the firearms.
No, I shot a nice 8-pointer last night, about 4:30. I had good blood on my arrow, a nice blood trail that petered out at the edge of a swamp that's so thick. That's why I'm taking my hedge trimmer.
I love it.
I got it. Well, good. When you find him, let us know, okay?
Yeah, I'm afraid I might have just hit one lung and he might still be alive.
Well, you know what to do then.
Yep.
So, good luck with that. But, you know, letting him lay overnight may have been a good thing. You know, I'm sure you'll find him.
I hope so.
Long as you had good blood. If you didn't push him, you'll be all right.
No, I didn't push him, but... the way the blood trail just petered out, I'm a little worried.
Yeah, I got it. Well, good luck, Dan. I hope you find him. Let us know.
Okay.
All right, buddy.
Thanks.
Good luck.
So
see
long.
You. Bye-bye. Bye. Mike, let's talk to Mike. Hello, Mike.
Hey.
You're up. Go ahead. Hello, Mike.
Hello.
Go ahead. You're on the air, buddy.
I have a brain injury.
I'm sorry to hear.
That's all right. I'm a recovering brain injury.
Got it.
So I tried to kill myself in 2008. It didn't succeed.
Okay.
And it should have succeeded because I was in hospice for 62 days. Barely hanging on. All my internal organs shut down. And it was not really good for me.
No, it doesn't sound like
all,
it.
All the gray matter in my brain was gone. Who I was, my memories, all everything was wiped.
Hmm. You making some new ones now?
Oh yeah, I tried.
So you're rebuilding?
Oh yeah, I'm constantly rebuilding.
Got
That's
it.
That's good.
Fighter.
So what can we do for you today?
What can you do for me today? I'm in Wisconsin. And I don't know. I love being alive. I really like being. I cherish it in ways that the vast majority of human beings just can't or won't.
I got it.
Well, that's great.
Yeah. I got it.
I really want to reach out and make my story known.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Mike. We appreciate the call. And
right.
Good luck. Good luck with everything. You have a good weekend, okay, buddy? Do your best. Let's talk to Dale. Morning, Dale.
Good morning, sir.
Hey, buddy.
Morning, Dale.
How are you?
I've been remiss. I wanted to call last week and congratulate Grandmommy. I have two little bits of advice.
Okay.
Robin, don't blink and take lots of pictures.
Our
little one turned 14 months 2 weeks ago. So
is it really already?
Time flies. So, like I say, take lots of pictures and don't blink because it's you'll enjoy it, but you'll wonder where it went.
My daughter asked me yesterday, she says, Mom, how many pictures are you going to take? I said, as many as a grandmother wants to.
That's right.
There you go. There you go. It's a lot easier now with the cameras than it used to be, but it's like hubby and guns. You never have enough.
Yep. For Alan.
Yeah. I agree with that.
So, Alan, it's funny because fishing's pretty good right now.
I know it's good.
It's really good. I've talked to my contacts, and 30 inches are all over the place.
Mm. Be nice to get out there one day.
Yeah, it's really good. I'm interested to see what happens in February with ASMFC.
Yeah, well, that's going to be an interesting time. So we'll keep people updated on that. That's for sure.
Yeah. I don't know whether you saw the proposed regs or not, but it's interesting. So
I've seen some things. I've heard some things. Nothing set in stone yet. So.
Yeah, no, but it's gonna be. There's some wailing and gnashing of teeth coming.
No, there's gonna be no question.
Well, anyway,
I don't think the catch and release guys are gonna be happy, and the charter boat guys aren't gonna be happy with the proposed pushback in the season. So
yeah, well, it's better than having the season restricted. So
that's true. Yeah,
days.
Yep.
So you, what's your schedule this week? You up for coffee?
Yeah, one day. I'll give you a call.
Okay, thanks, Alan.
All right.
Congrats, Robin.
Thank you so much, enjoy yours.
We have been. He'll be over here today on the move. So.
Right. That's so cool.
Take care, buddy.
Bye, Dale. Right.
Thank you, guys.
All right, see ya. Let's talk to Matt. Matt, are you there?
Hey, good morning, Alan.
What's going on?
I just called to get in the contest and wish all them kids good luck today.
All right, Matt. That's a great thought. We appreciate it.
Yep. Thank you, bud.
Take care, man.
Matt, have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye. Let's talk to Bob. Hello, Bob.
Morning, sir.
How are you? Hey, man. How you been, Bob? Mineral Bob.
Doing all right.
Good.
Yeah, I'm in South Carolina.
What's that?
He's in South Carolina.
Oh, South Carolina. How's the weather there?
It's drying out finally.
Yeah.
We got the rain. Rained hard the last couple of days, but it's not too bad now. It's dried up pretty good.
I got you.
But I'm not going to do the contest. I'm a little far away for that, and I'm in the slow down mode.
I got it.
Yep, not doing woods too much anymore.
So I hear you.
Got some grandsons I got to teach, so I got some time saved up for them in Virginia. So
I got it.
It'll be all right.
I'm sure you don't need a muzzleloader.
Well, you know what? Another one can't hurt.
Nope. Why don't you put your name in?
All right, let me put my name in.
All right, Chris will pick your call up when we're done here. Just stay on the line. He might be a little bit.
It's good talking to y'all.
Good talking to you, buddy. Thanks
for
calling.
Have a great day.
Take care, yeah.
Yep, we'll see you. Okay.
Yep.
Anybody else on the line there, Chris?
Well, I've got an incoming that I've got to get, and
okay.
I've got to
well,
get information from Bob.
All right, you get Bob's information, and we'll talk. We'll just keep talking here. What a busy, busy hour, Robin.
Good That's group. Nice. I like it. Like
I know
this.
It. I know. Had all the kids right off the bat there for youth season, and you know, I better do. I better talk about Chesapeake Outdoors one more time, real quick.
Okay.
The first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers is Chesapeake Outdoors. They're located Route 50 East, Exit 39B, Dominion Road, there on Kent Island. The physical street address is 1707 Main Street in Chester, Maryland. Kent Island is Chester.
I know that.
You know that, right? 604-2500, 410-604-2500. If you need it for hunting or fishing, Chesapeake Outdoors has it. For waterfowl, they've got a huge selection of duck and goose calls and steel shot and all kinds of gear and camo by Bandit and camo by Scentlock apparel. Avery decoys, steel shot by everybody, including the fast steel from Kent, which is a very reasonably priced steel shot. Firearms and ammunition by the folks at Remington and Chiappa. There's a nice gun you want to look at. Savage as well, muzzle loaders and accessories by Thompson Center and CVA. Costa sunglasses, Yeti coolers, and much, much more. A crossbow for everybody's budget from 10-point Excalibur, Carbon Express, and Barnett. And then if you really want to step up your game, there's the Mission Sub 1XR. And the Raven, the hottest crossbow in the world, is the Raven R26 and R29 models. 20% off all tree stands, all ladders, all climbers, all lock-ons. They've got an entire trailer full of tree stands. And then the new Matthews compound bows are being unveiled today. So you might want to stop in and see what they know about the new compounds from Matthews. It's your hunting headquarters, your fishing headquarters. It's first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers, as I said. And that's Chesapeake Outdoors, 410-604-2500 on Kent Island. Anybody on the line, Chris? Do we have time?
Yes, we can fit Robert in real quick.
Okay, Robert. Good morning, Robert.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm good, buddy. How are you?
Yeah, I'm from First Point, Maryland, getting in contact.
All right.
And I want to wish all the kids a happy and safe hunting.
Oh, that's great.
That's perfect.
Appreciate it, Robert.
Yeah. So, wish
all
Thanksgiving.
Okay.
You have a happy
perfect
Thanksgiving, too.
Sure. Thank you.
Enjoy it. Thanks for the call. Perfect timing.
Thank you very much.
All right, man. And there's the music, which means we had a great hour.
It was wonderful this time.
Yes, it was a great hour. Nice talking to
all of you. Not that it's ever bad. Just it was a nice one.
Sitting here with you in the morning, relaxing in front of the fire. I don't know. All right, Robin, what do you say?
Get out, stay out, and stay safe.